Ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, ain't nothing better than this. And what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Mangela. We are here to rock your world regarding relationships.
Mm-hmm. This is an old cheer. To rock.
Is it really?
Steady.
Oh.
Get down, 2, 3, 4. Get down, 2, 3, 4. Always talking about what you're going to do. Always talking about what you're going to do. Wildcats going to do to you. Wildcats going to do to you. You say you're going to win this game. You say you're going to win this game. Wildcats say the same. Wildcats say the same.
That's what y'all used to cheer. That's trash, babe.
I'm sorry that we weren't rappers and songwriters when we were in Pop Warner cheer.
No, apologies. You're right. No, it was good. That was good. I dated a lot of cheerleaders in my past, babe.
You always got to bring them back to who you dated. We get it. I'm just saying, hot chicks.
If we were to say who I dated, professional cheerleaders. That's all I'm saying.
Eye roll if you are not watching on YouTube and you're listening to the podcast version. I'm rolling my eyes.
I'm so just kidding.
I'm rolling my eyes aggressively. So it actually just looks like I'm closing my eyes, but that's really how long I'm doing an eye roll.
I'm so just kidding. I don't care. I don't care who I dated in the past.
I don't either, to be honest.
Shout out
but
to
But it
all.
Is fun to joke.
Shout out to all the exes out there who are holding it down.
What does that even mean?
That means who are holding it down in their life and still moving forward.
Sure, yeah.
And progressing.
Shout out to mine too.
Yeah, shout out to yours. Yours are all doing well.
let's talk
about some stuff. We are currently in the process of remodeling our house, mm-hmm. which is very exciting and at the same time very inconvenient.
Well, okay. Let's clarify. In the process, meaning we're actually just beginning to move out so that the process can begin. And even that is, we don't know when it's going to begin. We're like preemptively moving out so that hopefully our permits and everything get finalized so they can start. So this whole year, we're just vagabonding it.
Vagabond. Straight up, back and forth to Nashville.
To our friend's house.
Staying with friends. Thank you so much, friends, for helping us out.
Yes.
It feels very, you know, I know for women it's different because you guys are very much nesters. Like,
yeah.
you like having a place to call your own.
Duh.
I'm used to just living out of a suitcase, so it really doesn't. The only thing that bothers me is the inconvenience of certain things, meaning like, you know, my cars are going to get dirty as hell because I don't have nowhere to put them, and then I don't have nowhere to wash them. And
when you say I'm used to living out of a suitcase, here's the thing about that, too. Again, pointing to maybe it's the men and women difference. I also am used to living out of a suitcase because I've been doing it for 13 years touring. However,
we get it. You're a successful comedian. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, my eyes look closed, but my eyes are so rolling. That's
so dumb biter.
It's called a callback in the
What's
biz.
The new cool word for biter?
It's called a callback.
No, like when you remember you call someone a biter when they copy you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Such a biter.
Yeah.
What is the new word for that?
I don't know.
Anyway, what I was trying to tell you was I have also been touring. I mean, I have been touring for 13 years, also living out of a suitcase. But for me, there was always that sense of like peace, or I can do it, or it's only a few days, because I knew that I was coming back to my house on Monday, even if it was just for 2 days to do laundry,
right.
repack, and then go to the next city. As long as I knew I get to come back to my home base and just like settle, breathe, you know, sleep in my own bed, take a shower in my own shower. Like, that brought me some sort of sense of peace and security and comfort. But I'm like giving all of that up this year. So I'm like for sure's living out of a suitcase, which is a little bit different because I don't have a home base. I mean, yeah. We do in Nashville, but it's not my home yet. It's not home base. I don't know.
But it is home base.
It is, but it doesn't feel in my innards. You know what I mean? My innards are like, oh, no.
See, babe, that's where you need to take cheesy things like what they put on floor mats and stuff. Where it says, home is where the heart is. Or home is where you
home
are.
Home is where you are, my babe.
Yeah, so stop peddling this anti-home theory.
Peddling anti-anything.
I'm just saying, I think there is a big difference because dudes, like, the reason we're doing all this is because we're remodeling. You know, I am into real estate, so I found this house that I thought would be great for us to make amazing. And so immediately when we're done, there's going to be so much equity in it. So I'm all like, I only see the business side of most things because we have goals and I'm trying to get us there.
Right.
So nothing is too inconvenient. I'm just kind of like, I'll roll with anything. If you tell me in 6 months I'm going to have this much, nah, take it, let's roll.
And I think that's another difference between men and women. Again, I'm being super like generalizing and like not all men and not all women. I get that. Okay. But what I'm saying is like guys typically, or I'll just speak for you. You typically can be like so goal oriented that it's worth it. The discomfort is worth it. The inconvenience is worth it. It's worth it. And then I'm more like, I feel everything in the process. Discomfort. It's inconvenient. Whatever. And then when we get to the end, I'm going to be like, oh, I love this. But
which is why I think for the most part, I think it's important in relationships that you come to the place where you're okay with one of you making necessary decisions. I don't want to say I counsel, but I kind of do a lot of friends and relationships and stuff. And there is always this tension of the man feeling like he needs to do this because he knows this makes the most sense, but the woman hasn't caught up yet and they're all up in the feels.
Yeah.
So it's super healthy. And I know we're in a place and time and culture where equality is so a big thing. And this isn't like a knock on equality, but it is healthy to have roles within your relationship to where the person, one of the people can actually make decisions and then the other one trusts them. It's very important.
I mean, here's the thing.
Like there has to be, it has to be 60-40. Can't be 50-50.
Okay. Okay. So we come to the table 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if there is a, like, the jury's out, we're deadlocked, Your Honor, we can't come to guilty or non-guilty, whatever, then there is the, for us personally, that I go, okay, babe, it's whatever you think is best for us.
Right.
And I give that over to you, and because that's what works
But for I us. Will not make a decision that she is not okay with. I won't. It's rare. She may not understand the decision that we have to make, but I won't make a decision that she's not okay with. Like, I won't, like, usurp her. I give her all the facts, tell her everything of why this is a pro and why this is a con, and then I allow her to take the time to make the decision herself, because I truly believe once you get past emotion and you just settle into common sense, most are pretty easily determined.
And there are times where I bring you out of just black and white logistics, math, 1 + 1 = 2. And then I bring you into the feels of body and process and honoring all of those things. And at the end of the day, yes, we don't make any decisions based on emotions, because emotions can change, but I bring you into the process of emotions and going through it instead of just bypassing emotions and getting to result. Well, this is common sense, so we do this, but we go through and that is what our therapists would tell us when, like, if I would come to Manny and have I want to like vent or have this issue, sometimes Manny will jump over my feelings to fix my problem for me. And that's what a lot of men do, which is what our therapist was saying, is a lot of men will jump over the emotion, over the feelings to fix the problem and go, well, I have your answer, just do this. And a lot of times we don't want to just do this. We want you to just come and be with me in my feels right now. and walk through this with me. And then when you get to the solution, then my eyes will be open to see the solution because I've felt that you were with me and carrying me through that.
It's like placating you for a second, which is a negative term, but really, really what it is sitting in your process and not rushing you through it. Because to me, I'm like, I already know what the answer is.
Sure, but not necessarily placating, because if you come with that energy, then we're not dumb. We feel it and we're like,
I'm not saying that I'm going to come with the negative energy, but it is essentially what you're doing. You're just kind of like, okay, I'm going to live in this world that I don't really subscribe to because I want to give you the time and the space to catch up.
And
which is okay.
It reminds me of that one video that, again, our therapist shared with us. It's really funny. It's like a 1 minute video. I'm going to find the link so you could post it in the YouTube at least and send him that way. But the video is this woman and this husband, and it's jokingly, but the woman has a nail in her forehead, like a full on nail, like somebody did a nail gun in her forehead. And she's talking to her husband and she's like, I just have this headache and I'm just like, something's just wrong. Like, I feel like there's something wrong. And he's like, well, it's because you have that nail in your forehead. And she's like, no, you're not listening to me. Just listen to me. It's so like, there's something wrong. Like when I take my sweater off, all my sweaters snag and I just can't. And he's like, well, right. And he's trying to like give her the answer. And she's like, just be with me in my feelings. And then finally he's like listening. He's like, yeah, that must really suck. And she's like, it does. Thank you. And like, she just wants to be heard and felt.
I be feeling that a lot. And women, please, I'm not trying to say that I don't think the process is necessary. I totally 100% get it. And I'm also not saying that I'm always 1000% right. Not saying that at all. I usually don't make decisions without beyond thinking about them myself, but bringing the decision to at least 2 to 3 trusted advisors in my life. So typically, when I'm making a decision, is because I've been getting counsel, and it confirms what I'm feeling is the right answer. So when I want to let Ange catch up, I don't mean that like in a, what's the word? In a like condescending way. Like, hurry up, catch up. You're so behind.
Catch up to my greatness.
Yeah, I don't mean that at all. I just mean,
one day you'll be where I am.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, like, I've learned to now make space for her. Even though I'm typically frustrated the entire time that I'm trying to explain it. And then I just kind of let it go and let her sit with it. And it's kind of like when we were going to sell the house, when we sold the house in the hills. Mm-hmm. You told me what your problems were. You told me what your anxiety was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, this is the solution. We got to sell the house because this is our biggest monetary expense every month. Mm-hmm. But you didn't want to sell the house because you had all the feels connected to it. So I was like, oh, okay, here's the answer. It's so simple for me. Like, you just, oh, boom, boom, boom. Not only will we get all of our money back, we'll make money. When the biggest bill isn't on our lap anymore, like all wins. And it took you how long to catch up? Like freaking 4, 5, 6 months to catch up. And
I wouldn't say that long because we didn't start. No, you didn't bring up this topic until like the end of summer after we had just been enjoying our pool and everything.
No, I brought it up when I got rid of my car. Which was at the beginning of quarantine. I sold 2 of my Porsches. Because I was like, oh, yeah, no, we don't need to add stuff. Let me take stuff off the plate. So I sold 2 of my cars and I was like, the next thing is the house. Let's go. So it took a good 6 months for you to come to the place where you're like, okay, let's do it.
It did take me a while to get to that place. I wasn't there. I wasn't ready. I never imagined leaving that space. And I had just finished making that space my own.
Yeah.
And building a garden and building a Zen meditation area on my balcony and like fully appreciating my view and my trees and my grass and like really just like grew some roots in that place. And so then when it was like, hey, we should probably sell it, I was like, no.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Queen, if I lack emotion in that regard sometimes.
What's weird is you are so emotional.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to, you know, an answer, you get rid of all emotions. You're like, here's the answer.
Well, only because here's why. Because I see so many people in life sit in compromise, making decisions that they know aren't the best for them based on feelings. So there's one part of myself that I'm like, I'm not going to let myself make decisions based on these feelings because it's going to lead me to the wrong place. I need to cut through all the BS. Doesn't matter how I feel. This is what I need to do. Do you think I wanted to sell those two cars? I didn't want to sell those two cars. I think about them all the time. Literally all the time. You know, like I'm like, damn it. I could have got more money if I sold it myself. Oh, I miss my GTA. I miss those cars. But in my mind, I was like, if I sit in this, my feelings are going to take over and I'm going to make an emotional decision that's not for the betterment of us. So I had to get rid of it. The second I knew what was right, I was like, okay, got to do it right now. If I don't, then I'm going to make the wrong decision. So that's just kind of how I think about everything. It's like, oh, this is the right decision. Got to do it. Don't let your feelings take over. So I think that's very helpful within relationships. If you are, again, find someone who can make the decision. Come to the table 50-50, but you have to leave 60-40. Somebody has to have the final say. And the other person has to
support
it. It can't be like, oh, they make a decision and then, you know, 2 months down the road, it was the wrong decision. It's like, I told you, because that's just toxic. That's toxic and it doesn't benefit your life, your love, your support, because then no one's going to want to make decisions knowing that the other person's going to throw them in the
Hold
face.
Hold it over them. Yeah.
So
this is how ADD I am right now.
What?
As you were talking about your cars, I looked at the screen and I decided I hate my shirt that I'm wearing. I'm like, what the heck? What are all those lines? Why is it so wide going across my whole...
I'm going to agree with you. And on that note, if you're not listening on YouTube, go over to YouTube so you can see how bad my wife's shirt is. It's not my favorite. Ugly. It looks like a shirt you got at a church camp for free.
I know. I got it at TJ Maxx, though. You know what it is?
Is this what happens when I let you buy your own clothes?
You know what it is? I got it at TJ Maxx. It's a cheaper shirt, but I've washed it and it like stretched and I sprayed the de-wrinkle thing. And then you know how you stretch it out to get the wrinkles? Well, I stretch it out and it never stretched back. It never unstretched.
But I don't think that's the problem with it.
I mean,
I just think the design is probably...
Oh, it's better far away. It's better far away, but just this much, you're like, why? What's happening? Is she in jail? Is she a zebra?
Hey, go subscribe to Angela's channel because this is where you're probably hearing this and watching this on my Queen's channel. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to All Things Mangela and hit us up if you want us to talk about a specific thing. In this next episode, we're going to answer some questions from the fans. We love you guys.
Love you.
Be easy.
Meh.